It's just heartbreaking, really. It's almost 7 years now since Danielle was raped and murdered in India in the most appalling circumstances. And, you know, we have a situation where we have endless adjournments of the court case. We've had numerous circumstances where the prison that the accused has been held in could not locate him and made sure that he was brought to court for the court sitting. And of course, all of this is just unbelievable distress, anguish for Andrea, Danielle's mother, and the extended family. And it comes to a point where we have to confront the Indian government in the strongest terms in the way that this family's been treated.
What's needed in any court case, both for the victim and the victim's family, and indeed for the accused, is a proper trial where evidence is presented, where a jury determines and guilt or innocence is established, and it's in everyone's interest that that happens sooner rather than later.
Absolutely. I mean, everybody is presumed innocent until proven guilty. But, you know, the problem in the Indian justice system is just how long it takes. And I'm not aware of any country, I can't think anywhere, where a prisoner, you know, been held on remand, facing such, you know, appalling charges, would be not sourced in prison to present to court. And now has been released on bail a number of times for family reasons. I just think that, you know, this is wrong on all sorts of levels as a justice system, but it is deeply, deeply unfair to the family of Danielle back home here in Donegal. And, you know, every time your heart goes out for them. The trial was supposed to be fast-tracked. It hasn't happened, so I need the Taoiseach Micheál Martin now to speak and then reach out to the Indian government and convey the anger of the people of Donegal and of Ireland about how all this has been handled.